Why do we need trauma-sensitive schools, Jen?
Creating trauma-sensitive schools is all about cultivating hope. It's hope for all students to be able to learn at high levels, but it's also creating hope for educators to help them rekindle the reason that they came into education in this profession in the first place, to be able to help the masses of all students in our schools, including the many traumatized youth who come into every single classroom every day across the nation and need educators who both understand them and know how to help. As we build this hope for students and for educators, we're making a difference not only in the lives of our students, but also our families, and that in turn builds hope and promise for our future together, really, in our communities. So many students, and sadly, educators may not understand how much trauma is impacting the concerns they may see with students in the classroom every single day.
It's interesting that you are an elementary school counselor in Iowa, and I'm sure that a lot of us from other parts of the country are thinking, okay, she's in Iowa, small town, farming, Iowa, and yet you are somebody who's passionately concerned about trauma, and you call it a public health crisis. Can you explain how you know that?
Well, we know from the research when it comes to adverse childhood experiences and also a lot of the research related to childhood trauma in general, that trauma impacts masses of students in every single classroom every day. In fact, we know that at least 1 in 4 students has been traumatized. That includes having experienced exposure to psychological distressing events that involve some degree of intense fear, terror, or helplessness that kids might have been exposed to. For many students, these traumatic events relate to circumstances involving physical abuse, sexual abuse, childhood neglect, domestic violence, neighborhood violence, medical trauma, living in poverty, or experiencing natural disasters or situations related to war. What we know is that there are many different kinds of situations that can create trauma for youth, and any child is at risk of developing difficulties in their functioning as a result of those events if and when they experience them. Different students and children respond in different ways to events. It's a very subjective kind of experience, but we know that these events are common across all states, across all areas, whether it's rural or urban, and across income levels, across all different kinds of ways we might group people or think about people. Trauma can happen to anyone. It can affect any child or teen. And in that way, we have students coming into every single school who have been traumatized every day. It's really time for us to really think of it in terms of how can we make sure everything we do as educators, from the minute students may walk in the door to the minute they leave, what can we do to make our environment the healing, safe places that they need so that they're able to learn. And I think sometimes any of us, educators or not, we can tend to have this belief that trauma may be something that impacts a child if they're in an accident or if we know they've experienced some type of abuse at one point in their life. But what we don't realize sometimes is that we have many, many children and teens who are coming into school every single day who are experiencing trauma, but we may not know it, but the effects are still there. And those kids need us to understand them. They need us to understand what works and why so that we can help them be successful in our schools.